Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 30 of Blissen Up. On this sacred Sunday, you may be getting ready for Thanksgiving, at least here in the United States. I absolutely love this holiday because I love that we have a day that we get to focus on gratitude and gathering. We get to just be grateful for where we are, how far we've come, and all that we have. And I just love that. So before we get started on the episode, I want to take a minute to thank you. Thank you for being here, for listening to this podcast, for sharing it, reviewing it, passing it along to friends. I'm so grateful when you send me a DM on Instagram or you send me a message on WhatsApp and let me know how this podcast resonated with you. It makes my whole life, and I'm deeply, deeply grateful for the work and for the project and that you get to be a part of it. So thank you. On to today's episode. Today, I want to dive into a metaphor that has been on my mind, and that is the metaphor of the nest as it relates to your life. I've been thinking about this because I set the theme in November as Nesting November. If you didn't listen to the episode on that, it's episode number 27, Set Your Theme for November. I love the practice of setting a theme each month because it really encourages you to focus and channel your thoughts, your energy, your actions, your habits, your choices, all through the lens of this theme each month as you go setting it. This is a practice that I do with my clients in depth, and it really focuses on creating intentionality. Each month stacks on the next month. If you have a word of the year, then that word becomes the umbrella. And all year, we get to play with the word, the theme. And before you know it, by the time that you're wrapping up the year, you have created this intentional, meaningful, focused year. And it is a complete game changer. I encourage you to try this practice. And if you need support, this is one of the things that I do in my one-on-one coaching. And I think it's such an important practice to have in your life and to add meaning and magic to your life. Anyway, in honor of Nesting November, I decided to look up what makes a good nest. Because I think we have so much to learn from nature, and there's so much we can apply because we're all mirrors. Nature is a mirror of our lives, and it all works together when you connect the dots. So I wanted to know, what is it that we can apply from building a good nest to November and to our lives that will help us moving forward? And I found that a good nest has three characteristics. It has to be big enough for the eggs and the chicks to fit inside of it. It has to be strong and sturdy enough for the nest to hold the eggs and the chicks that are going to be living inside of it. And it has to be soft enough and cushiony enough to make the environment for the eggs and the chicks warm, cozy, and secure so that they can thrive. Those are the three characteristics of a good nest and a perfect way to reflect on ourselves and our lives. These three characteristics are going to be questions that you get to ask yourself as you think about, am I building a solid, foundational, meaningful, healthy life. And when you think about the metaphor of the nest and what is the nest, I think the nest is twofold. The nest is you. You are the nest. And the nest is also a reflection of the life you are building. Now, I kind of look at it as when you're playing a video game. If you're playing a video game, you are both the controller. You are the guy sitting outside with the control, controlling the video game. And you are also the character. So when I was a young girl, I used to play Super Mario Brothers on the Nintendo. And I was both the controller playing Super Mario Brothers, but I also got to choose the character that I was in the game. I could either be Luigi or Mario or the princess. And as I played the game, I was the princess or I was Luigi or I was Mario, but I was also the controller. Well, the same thing kind of goes for the nest. You are the controller. You're the one that's building the nest and you are also the nest. You are the container for the life that you live. So it is important to look at both as you do this exercise and look at all the different areas of your life that form the nest in this metaphor. So let's get going. So part one is your nest big enough? And sometimes this can be a literal question, like your home, is your home big enough for the family that you have or for the things that you have? Or it could be metaphorically, your energetic capacity in your life, is that big enough to hold all the things that you want to prioritize, right? Sometimes the container is our emotional energy. Sometimes it's our time. Sometimes it's our space. But either way, the question becomes, is it big enough to hold all of the eggs, aka priorities, habits, projects, things that we want to address and occupy ourselves with, or is it not big enough? Now, there are two ways to handle this question of, is your nest big enough? When you feel that you are at capacity, that you cannot fit anything else into your life or your home, you get to decide whether you are being challenged to expand or remove. So for example, if you are a person who doesn't have any kids, your life is probably at its capacity as it is. You have a full life. You work, you have a social life, you have your hobbies, you have the things that take up your time. Your life is full. And then you find out that you're going to be a parent and you probably have no idea how much you are going to expand your capacity when you have this child. Because all of a sudden you have a child and you still have the full life that you had before, but your ability to navigate that has expanded. Same thing goes when you go from one child to more than one child. Your one child consumes your entire life. And you may think, if you're going to have a second child, how am I going to have the capacity to love? I know I felt this. I loved my son so much that I was like, am I going to be able to love my next son as much as I love this son? Or is he going to be like a second fiddle? You know, I had no idea because I've never had more than one kid. And all of a sudden, I felt my heart expand. Literally, the capacity to love these children expanded my soul. And I had more capacity to love and I had more capacity to function than I did before the expansion, because I had brought these new eggs into my life and it was my responsibility to expand the nest to fit those eggs in. And, you know, sometimes this, again, we talk about tangible and intangible. Sometimes this means you need a bigger car or a bigger house. Sometimes you just need to expand your time and your thinking and your mindset and your resilience to be able to fit more into your life. But sometimes it is not about expansion. It is about contraction. It's about removing what no longer serves you, removing what is cluttering your life, and making space for what matters most. One of my clients this month, his theme for November has been emptying things, right? It's the concept of emptying. And this was prompted because he did Rejuva fast. And after doing Rejuva fast, he felt so clear of mind and so healthy from having removed food from his world that he said, well, what if I were to apply it in other areas of my life? And it's shifting his intentionality. It's shifting the way that he approaches his tasks and his responsibilities and the way that he works in his life. He's, rather than thinking about expanding, he's thinking about removing, about making space. And again, maybe you don't need a bigger home. You need less things. Maybe you don't need more time. Maybe you need less activities. So where are you in your life? Are you in an expansion or in a contraction, in a removal, in a prioritization? And you get to decide what that is. I remember just 6 years ago, I did my friend Luli B's program Boost, and I was at her kitchen table and I was conflicted because I really wanted to be a super hands-on present mom. And I also had this dream of this work that I wanted to do. I wanted to speak and inspire and coach and just do this work. And I remember complaining about like not knowing how much I could invest in my business versus investing in my home. And I felt guilty when I was doing my work and felt guilty when I was with the kids. Like I didn't really know how to I didn't know how big my nest was at the time. And I remember Luli looking at me and saying, Caro, the 10-year version of you is not the present you. Right now, you are simply planting seeds for the version of you that's gonna exist in 10 years. And guess what? In 10 years, your kids are not gonna be the same kids you have today. They're not gonna have the same needs that they have today. They're not gonna require the same amount of time that they require today. So right now, be with your kids, but also plant seeds for the 10-year version of you. And at the time, I trusted her. And I listened to her and I obeyed her, but I didn't fully understand her because I wasn't the 10-year version of myself then. But today, which has only been 6 years, my son is about to start driving to school. He just turned 16. He now has a car. And guess what? I already feel the shift in their time requirements, in their energetic requirements. I still want to be a hands-on mom and I still want to be present. And now I'm in a different season. I'm like savoring it. I'm like, I don't want it to go away. But I also have so much more time to prioritize towards my work. So now looking back, I realize Luli was right. She really did support me in planting the seeds that I needed to plant at that time so that I can do the work that I do today. But it wasn't my time then to expand. Even though I had the capability to do it, I didn't have the desire. So it wasn't about making my nest bigger back then. It was about making sure that I was focused on the eggs that I had in that nest, knowing that when that nest gets a little more empty, I can put more eggs in it, right? Different eggs in it. So then we go to the second question, which is your nest strong and safe enough? And this is an important one because this is where we really talk about foundation. For us, the foundation is the work we do on ourselves. You know, I've been teaching for many years the concept of core, and core is a methodology for your mindset and for your goals. It's clarity, organization, resilience, and emotional intelligence. And these tools that we work through in core are foundational tools. And I always say that your core is the inner essence of what matters most in your life. And it is also the thing that no one sees. And I've often referenced when I first started doing Pilates, I remember I didn't have any core strength. And my focus wasn't really my core because in my brain, what I wanted to work on were my legs because I see my legs and my arms because I see my arms, but I don't wear crop tops. So I don't need like perfect abs. It doesn't matter to me. So in my brain at the time, I used to think like I wanted to work in an exercise way on the things that you can see. And I started to have some back pain and I was recommended to do Pilates. And when I started to do Pilates and working on my core, I became stronger. My back pain went away. I became a faster runner. And I remember talking to my friend Marty, who is an Ironman, who loves Pilates. And I asked him, like, what is it with Pilates? And he said, when you are running on empty, when you have nothing left, what keeps you going is the strength of your core. And at that time, I was like, oh my God, we've got to work on our core, even though it's the boring part. It's the part that no one sees. So yesterday I'm at the gym and I'm working out and I start thinking in my mind, I really want to join Stretch Zone. I want to start stretching. And my next immediate thought was, oh my God, I spend so much money on self-care and education and personal development. Yeah, I have a coach. I have a membership to the gym, to 45. My husband has a membership to the gym. I pay for my kids to go to mathnasium. I am just always spending money on these memberships and this work, you know, whether it's the chiropractor or now Stretch Zone. And a little part of me was like, oh my God, it feels excessive that I'm going to spend this much money on this kind of stuff. And then I thought, I choose to invest in my foundation because I am investing in creating a strong and safe nest for myself and for my family. So I invest in eating well, in movement, in learning, in education, in growth. Those are the things that I prioritize. And I remember having Orlando in my head because Orlando always says, people find money for the things they want to buy and time for the things they want to do. Period. And I thought, it's true. So in my particular case, I want to invest in the things that are foundational. So if I have to make a choice between investing in the gym membership or going out for drinks, I'm going to choose the gym membership. You know, I don't spend money on alcohol. I don't spend money on a lot of different things that maybe, you know, somebody else could spend money on, but it's just not my priority. So therefore, I find the money and the time for the things that I prioritize. So then last night, I'm having dinner with my girlfriends, and our friend Laura just bought a house. It's like her dream vacation home, and she's so excited about it. And she starts telling us all about the house, and she says, you know, right now, I am working on all the foundational stuff, on the stuff that people can't see. She's fixing the AC vents, the plumbing, the things. And when she said it, it was kind of like, man, you know, you buy this dream house and you want it to look beautiful so that people can see the beauty in it. But more importantly than, you know, whether you have the decorative couch or the perfect kitchen is, are the bones intact? And Laura is working on the bones. She is prioritizing the bones. And that is the foundational stuff that nobody's going to see and nobody's going to appreciate. But if our foundation isn't strong, then the external nest we try to build, which with our relationships, our careers, and our dreams, will not hold up. Our nest will not be strong and safe enough to hold the things that we value. So it's such an important part of life. And then we get to the third question. Is your nest soft enough? And this was a very interesting one for me to reflect on because I am of the belief that you cannot be too comfortable in your life, that comfort is a crisis, that comfort is actually the thing that blocks you from being able to find your bliss, from being able to be on an aligned path. And I never promote being too comfortable. And here I am thinking about my life and this nest. And one of the things about the nest is it's got to be soft. It's got to be cushiony. It's got to be comfortable. So what exactly does that mean? How do you protect, you know, these eggs are fragile and they're precious. And one of the ways that you protect them is by giving them cushion and comfort. And how do you do that if you believe in discomfort is the way to bliss? And I realized that the softness, that the comfort, the cushion is about how we show up. It's about leading with love, with grace, with compassion. It's about living a life of principles that guide us through the tough times and recognizing that we are all human, that acknowledging the humanity in life and showing up in a graceful way. So instead of thinking, am I too comfortable? The simple question is, am I showing up with love or with ego? Am I coming from a place of faith or fear? This week, I was on the phone with a girlfriend of mine, and I was talking about the kids and how we're in a time of transition and how they're growing up. And I was sharing some of my fears with her, some of my worries with her. And what we realized was that I was in that moment coming from a place of fear. And because I was coming from a place of fear, my nest wasn't soft enough, right? So I have to rethink that. Luckily, I have friends that show me where the blind spots are. They look outside my fishbowl and they say, hey, listen, you know, take a look at this option, at this narrative, at this perspective. That's what I do with my coach. This week, all week, I've been working with either my friends and my masterminders and also with my coaches in my business to look and say, am I coming from love or ego? Am I coming from principles? Am I coming from faith or fear? And how can I create a softer, safer, more aligned environment? And the way that I do that is by showing up with love and with faith and with the principles that keep me on path. So as we embrace Nesting November, in the last couple of weeks of this month, I want you to remember that you are both the nest and your life reflects the nest you build. So to truly create a nest that supports you, you get to think about, is your nest big enough? Do you need to expand or remove? Is your nest strong enough and safe enough? Do you need to work on some foundational things? Do you need to prioritize with your time and with your money on the things that no one sees? And is your life soft enough? Are you showing up with love, with grace, and with compassion for yourself and for others? That's it for today. I hope this episode has served you and inspired you. And as you get ready for Thanksgiving, I hope you take a little time to be grateful for the nest that you already have, the foundation you have already built. You may be planting seeds for a bigger, stronger, safer, and softer nest, but it is important to be so grateful for where we are and how far we've come to this very moment. And remember that we are always in training for something bigger, but we get to be grateful in the present moment for what we currently are. Have a great holiday, and I will see you all next Sunday. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.